Hello and welcome to GPTV on Tuesday the 4th of May. My name's Philip Kingston.
And I'm Gary Peer.
Gary, it's autumn. In fact, it's kind of almost middle autumn. And yet the weather we've been having is nothing short of extraordinary. How was the weekend? I had to put on sunburn cream.
Sun protection, Philip.
Sun protection.
Yeah, skin protection.
Skin protection, if you will.
Phil, it's been a bit summery, hasn't it?
Beautiful. In fact,
last night I picked up some takeaway. Sunday night I picked up some takeaway and there were people sitting
outside.
How's that different to
all the other nights?
Well, it's not, but the people were sitting outside. You know, usually people that would be not sitting outside, they'd be shivering by a little internal heater. But
yes,
it's Phil, a little bit summery. Phil, the market. Before I go to the market, GPTV, do you find that people have no problem coming up and telling you exactly what they think about this show?
I think our viewership.
I went to a function on Saturday, and they said, you know, that was the worst episode last week. He just went on, and Philip loves the same sound of his own voice, and he goes on too long, and the show goes on too long.
Who was that?
No, I'm not going to tell you now. I'll tell you later on. But
Philip goes on too long. Yeah. Well, that's outrageous. That's a stupid thing to say, whoever you are.
I agree with you, by the way. Anyway, that was on Saturday night. And then, you know, somebody else came up to me and said, oh, they've never watched the show before, but they loved it. It was saying they've become addicted to it, and they watch it every week, and it's fun, and it's light, and it's entertaining. So there you go. But you know, people will come and tell you. Well, like, I never used to walk up to people and say you're crap or you're great or whatever. I just would sort of part. But people today, they tell you what they think. It's a new world, isn't it?
It's like, Gary, everybody's taken the truth serum.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, you know what, exactly just right. Tell it the way it is. I mean, do you get
what? That Jim Carrey film? What was the one where he was in the elevator with the girl and this? I don't know. There was some, I can't remember the name of it. But yeah, everyone's just on the truth serum. They just come out and say what they like. There's no filters anymore, Phil. There's no filters, Phil.
Do you know, I think I'm going to start walking around, Gary, with a mirror. Right?
Yep.
So I'm just going to have this big mirror there, right? It's just going to be there. And I'm going to
walk around with it.
And when somebody comes along and says whatever they feel like they've got every right in the world to say, I'm just going to take that mirror and I'm going to hold it up to them and I'm going to go, have a look. Have a look first.
Will it be facing you or them?
No, it'll be facing them.
Oh, right, okay. Sometimes I'm a bit slow to catch on.
Having said that, I do agree, Gary, that sometimes you do go on a bit and sometimes I get sucked into that vortex of conversation.
Is that it?
But yes, viewers, don't hold back whenever you see us. You just tell us exactly what you think.
No holds barred, Phil. Tell me, what do you reckon the market, and this is where I sort of drag you into conversation and go on for too long, but has the market peaked? There's a bit of a question.
Do you know what?
Has the market peaked already?
I was thinking, Gary, last night, as to whether we will tell the facts, because we made a promise. We made a promise, episode one. If you want to go right back to episode one and see some crazy haircuts, have a look at that.
But
we made a promise that we would say we would always talk about the market, the good, the bad, the indifferent. We've got to know the facts.
Do we even know the facts? That's a problem. Do we actually really know the facts or what's going on?
What was that old saying? Whose saying was it that if you believe a lie enough,
it becomes George Costanza. Seinfeld said, if you believe it enough, it's no longer a lie. So what are we believing enough?
So, that's right. Last night I was thinking,
back on track.
I thought the market may be plateauing. Mm. A bit of the energy might be coming out of it. And I thought, will I come on GPTV today and actually say that? Because if you think about it, we are salespeople, Gary. Our job is to hype things up. Hype. And if we start to say that the market might be plateauing.
It's plateaued at a high level. There's nothing wrong with
here's
that.
My
no shame.
Here's my take on it, Gary.
Is it going to be short?
It will be, just for that particular person who will... I will get the name of that particular person off screen.
Your secret's safe with me. John. Oh, did I say his name?
But one thing I will say, Gary, is that I think that A-grade properties are still flying, right? But I think that if it's less than A grade, then still selling, still getting great prices, but it doesn't seem like there's the same crazy hype for everything.
Not everything's
that there
going
was
nuts.
It's
a bit more select, isn't it, Phil?
It is
a bit more select. People are a little bit, and of course, the hot stuff still running hot, white hot in some cases, like land.
Yep,
white hot, Phil. You can't get your sizzle just as you approach it. It's that hot. And other things are a bit more, you know, some things aren't selling. Some of the apartments aren't selling as hot as they were.
Yep.
But, you know, cutesy cottages and things like that, selling well. Villa units, very well, still hot. And land,
Red hot.
White hot.
White hot. So there it is, viewers. Yeah. There's the truth about the marketplace.
Do I still think
there's growth in this market? Absolutely.
Well, I think there is too.
I think the market will still, my call, I reckon the market will jump 15% over the next 12 months.
Wow.
So there's my call. And viewers,
Ask him for money back if he's wrong.
It is an opinion, right? So for all of those people out there that are going, I don't know if we're supposed to be doing that. You're allowed to make an opinion.
Well, I don't know if we're supposed to be giving financial advice.
Well, we're not giving financial advice.
It's just
there's no financial advice here. Although if you don't buy real estate, you're crazy.
No financial advice.
But I reckon the market will still go up by 15%. But I just think that, you know, you look at the ebbs and flows of real estate. It just doesn't go up exponentially every day. It has this natural rhythm. But if you look at the natural rhythm, the natural rhythm does keep increasing.
It's a part-time hypnotist.
But it just doesn't skyrocket all the time. I think you'll find at the end of the next 12 months, property prices will have increased. So
buy
as soon as you can, but understand that not everything is absolutely going ballistic.
So if you're watching this show and you want some clear messages, you haven't got them because it's actually very conflicted and confusing. It's plateau, but it's going up 15%. Something's hot, something's a cold. So anyway, just call us and we'll come and have a chat to you and hopefully we'll all work out together what's going on.
Although, Gary, can you just check to see whether apartment number 2 at 31 Kooyong Road was disclosed or not disclosed?
Yes.
Take your time, hurry now.
No, that would be on this sheet here, Phil. 2 at 31 Kooyong Road. It's undisclosed.
Okay. Well, all I can say is here's an interesting case study because we did sell one at 31 Kooyong Road a number of months ago in the same market cycle.
Yeah. We won't say the price.
I can't remember when it was.
No, we won't say the price.
I think it was November or December
last
year.
Something like 25% higher, Phil.
And same block. Very comparable apartments.
Yep.
And the one that we sold on the weekend sold for 25%
something
more
like that. I'm sick of
than the previous one.
I mean, everybody finds out anyway. It gets published when it settles.
There was 100 people
enough with undisclosed. I think I'm going to sell people that no longer undisclosed. It's not an option anymore.
Yeah, no, that's it. Our job is to make friends with the general public.
Is that what we have to do?
And you will alienate people.
Okay.
If they say, I want it undisclosed, what are you going to just look at them and go, nah, to hell with you?
Yeah, it's going to be public anyway. Yeah. No, I'm going to say no problem. We'll respect that.
Interesting viewers, just to let you know on that. So a lot of buyers and a lot of sellers.
That was a quick turnaround, by the way.
They just had a huge auction with hundreds of people there, and then they turn around, the buyer or the seller said, oh, can you make it undisclosed? And all of those people just saw the price, and they'll tell all of their friends.
That's right.
Here's what happens, though. On settlement, the price that you've paid for a property becomes public data because you pay stamp duty. The stamp duty's office talks to the title's office, and the title's office speaks to the fat controller.
The fat controller controls all of the money.
Yes.
The
and it becomes public information. Realestate.com, domain.com, then get it, and then they put it on all of the data. So. You might be undisclosed for
30 days, 60 days, 90 days,
but it does become public information.
And oh boy, have we had a bit of heat from people that didn't know that they go, you asked for it undisclosed and you went and told someone and now I'm going to never talk to you again and be upset and we're never doing business. Yet it's just not us that says because we know how to keep our mouth shut. We know how to zip it. Phil, I want to talk a little bit about body language. Auction body language. There's an auction on the weekend in Bundeera Road. I find body language fascinating. And by the way, I think you pick up a few things as you go through this journey of being a real estate agent. And
Part-time psychologist.
And as you know, I'm entering my fifth decade as a real estate professional.
Shows.
Thank you. Well, working with you showed after about the first decade. But Phil, it's interesting. Bundeera Road, I don't know if you noticed, but you did do that auction. You did a superb job too.
Thank you.
But you know, on your left, there were four bidders. And they were all standing together next to each other. There was 100 people at auction, but those four people were standing together. So what is it about the body language and what is it about the psychology and how is it that we can pick it up? Because also, before you go to Bundeera Road, I'm at the auction standing next to the vendors at Kooyong Road and I said, and of course I haven't handled the file or knew the buyer, I said, that person over there is going to bid in a minute. And they said, how do you know? I go, I can just sense it. It's just the sense. It's the sense that I've got. I'm hearing it. I'm hearing voices.
So
and bang, they bid. Don't worry about that.
I just want to jump in because you've raised an interesting point that you've completely misdescribed it as is your want.
I'd like to make some confusion out there.
So there is body language, and body language enables skilled auctioneers like you and me and the rest of our team.
Yes.
It's amazing how often we can go to an auction and we can stand there and without being told by the salespeople that have been handling the property, you can pretty much look around the crowd and go, yep, that person, that person, yep, that person, right, that person. That's body language, which gives it away. The first point, though, that you raised was how amazing it is that bidders, with 100 people in the crowd, there is a certain energy almost that ends up that they all end up together.
Next
to
each other.
I think we've got this. We've got this rather unusual energy, and then we've got body language, and the two are very different. But ultimately, yes, it, without question, viewers, the number of times we will have an auction where there could be 100 people in the crowd with three bidders, and for no particular reason, all three end up
next
pretty
to each
much
other
in the same location.
And as Julius Sumner Miller would ask, why is it so?
He
and
would say that.
I'm not sure
what
he
say.
He would say, speak to Gary Phillips.
So, so there is something, and, and I think viewers, you've often been, we've all been in those situations where there is a certain human energy that ends up creating situations that are undefined. And that's a very much an undefined thing. So, viewers, if there is somebody that understands what we're talking about, we need some feedback around this because, Gary, it's fascinating. And speaking of fascinating, just a quick shout out to Daryl and Dale.
G'day.
Who we met last Wednesday night. Was it last Wednesday night?
At our vendor
information evening.
Oh, evening. Great. If you want to come to a vendor information evening, just email us at ideas@garyp.com.au. Back to you.
Well, I just want to say shout out to Daryl and Dale, because Daryl has become a very keen watcher of GPTV, and Dale was telling me that they're often at night sitting at the table. She's doing her work. He's doing.
I know.
And they've got their headphones on.
It's an aphrodisiac.
All of us.
It's an aphrodisiac.
Well, she
didn't
say that. But
okay. she would probably felt uncomfortable.
All of a sudden, Daryl's laughing, and she looks at him like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
And he's watching an episode of GPTV.
And before you know it, it sets the mood for the evening, and the night's still young, and the endless possibilities as to where it will end up.
Daryl and Dale, my segue to talking about you was to link that back to Gary's opening comment to that horrible, nasty person on Saturday night.
Not horrible,
that
nasty.
Said, Philip,
you've got to be able to take
too much.
You've got to be able to take constructive feedback.
No, I don't.
You should be
up for it. Who said? People say, "Oh, you've got to take on constructive
criticism." That's what I just said.
Who said that?
I did.
That's not a life rule.
No, someone
Where
said
is
it to
it?
Me.
It's not the Ten Commandments. Thy will take on constructive criticism.
Yeah. No, see, the 11th one, it was on the back. They had to flip the tablet over.
Yeah, that's right. When Moses came down with the Ten Commandments, there was really 11.
There was 11. There was a 12th, which was Sell with Gary Peer and Associates as well, but it's a bit early for that. Anyway, the incredible thing about GPTV also is that intelligent people watch it. I've never been able to work that out. Because, you know, I know that when Daniel was 15 or 16, he said, some of my friends watch it. And I understand at that level you would watch it. But when intelligent people watch... Anyway, if there's anybody out there intelligent, smart and sharp enough to talk about body language, come on the show.
Body language.
Well,
we've discussed
that perceptive...
It's the energy. It's human energy.
Human energy. It's an interesting point. Come talk to us about it.
All the professors... That watch this show.
All of them. Get together and tell us.
Professors, the scientists, all of the intelligent people that watch this show, I challenge you to be able to understand that. And of course, there's a prize in it. There's some fabulous prize that we haven't yet worked out what will be, but it will be fabulous.
It's a first-class ticket to Italy. You've got to take it next
so,
week.
So, Gary, let's just quickly jump into what did we sell on the weekend that's a standout.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's some interesting stories, some good stories. I love a good story, don't you?
Phil, this is a long-winded story,
Gary. No, Phil, because I'm telling it. But 17 at 293-295 Hawthorne Road. Well, that sold, Phil, for $815,000. We sold two in the block there in the sevens last year. So that's evidence. You know, when people talk about the median, the mean, and things are going up, it actually is meaningless and medianless. But when you talk about like for like, Phil, that's when we get a real feel of what's going on. So about a 15% rise in price there in Kooyong Road. 7-Eleven Kooyong Road, it also sold very late at night. So we've got Hawthorne Road, Kooyong Road, Octaviusville. Now, that's the sort of thing we're talking about. Pumping land auctions, Phil. That was at 10:30 a.m. We're looking in the very low twos. The reserve was in the low twos. And sold for $2,540,000. I think there were five bidders there or six bidders there.
That's a new land record for that area, Gary. Ultimately, my prediction, again a prediction, land will just continue to rise in the Caulfield, general Caulfield environment. But really, right down to, I did an auction on the weekend. My first auction on Saturday was in East Bentley.
deeply.
Yes. And you're going to just check to see whether Brook Street is disclosed or undisclosed.
No, it's not. It's undisclosed.
It's undisclosed again.
But it was quoted 8 to 8.50 and it sold for
a lot over reserve. That essentially was a property with land content. We had 5 people bidding for that. Yep. And again, viewers, the more land you can buy when you're buying your piece of real estate, then the more the value of your property is going to improve over the
journey. Talking about things changing and emerging, Phil, you know, we used to have a semi-detached home or unit 1 of 2. We never talked about the land it was on, really.
No,
it was just, it's one of a pair and it's not a full block, so it was sort of discounted. But now that land component, Phil, is so crucial, so important. Don't underestimate it. Don't make that mistake.
So
Phil,
land is the store of all wealth. Yes. So ultimately, when you buy an apartment in a block of, say, 10 in, call it, East St Kilda, Gary, versus an apartment in Docklands of 300.
Yep.
The price in Docklands of that 300-tower apartment is the land divided by 300, gives you the land content for the apartment. So therefore, in a high-rise apartment, your land content is significantly lower in your purchase price versus your apartment in St Kilda. So ultimately, what's the message there? I would say buy in East St Kilda before you buy in Docklands.
This is just, you went on a bit too long about that. That's the message. Phil, I've got a great story. You don't know this because you were missing yesterday.
Short story, long story.
Good story.
Yep.
We sold one at 19 to 21 Beena Avenue, Carnegie. Went to auction, sold very competitively for $956,000. Congratulations to the vendor. But here's a great story, because there were tenants in there. They were interested in the property, but the owner said, look, I'm going to go do it up, sell it, you know, have my day in the sun. So the tenants moved out. The owner went and tricked it up, made it nice, made it lovely. And lo and behold, who comes back and buys it? The tenant.
Fantastic.
Isn't that a great story?
That's a great story.
So, you know, the tenant, that was their home.
And was there a return made on the exodus of the tenant?
Yeah, there was. A significant return. So, and fair enough, the owner's got to have
their chance, their day in the sun. My point being here is there are some landlords that would say, oh, look, I'm just going to sell to the tenant.
Because
I can save the advertising, I can save the furniture hire.
Indeed.
I can save the vacancy.
Yes.
But clearly in this case, if they'd done that, they might have cost themselves $50,000,
$100,000. They could have been $100,000. In fact, we're just in the process of selling another property to a tenant, which will happen in the next 48 hours or so, Phil. And it's been a lot of discussion and debate about the, you know, the saving versus the cost of improving versus the you know, convenience and the certainty. So they're interesting discussions, Phil. Vital and interesting discussions. But I like that story. That was a tenant's home. And they were going to make it their home and keep it their home. Yeah. You with me there?
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Someone just walked past the office and distracted him very much. Is it a client you forgot to call?
Did you see that?
Yeah. It looks like it was a client you forgot to call. Is
that
possible?
I would never forget to call a client, Gary.
No, of course
not. Okay, moving on. Quickly
Let's get
now.
Into our auctions, Phil. By the way, well done on the block of flats in Wellington Street. That was a pumping auction. Block of apartments, as we've talked about that. $4.6 million. The price is disclosed, Phil. And what a great result that was.
So, Gary, beautiful quick story.
Yep.
Jeremy Rosens had his ear pods in his ear.
Yes, he did.
And he was holding his iPhone filming the auction.
Yes, he was.
On the iPhone was Leon Guzenfitter, who was dialed in through FaceTime.
That's right, he did.
And the client was dialed in through FaceTime.
Yes, he was.
So Leon and the client were talking to each other on FaceTime whilst watching the auction and giving Jeremy Rosen's instructions. Finally, Jeremy bought it on behalf of the client who was liaising with Leon. And when we said congratulations to the client said, here I am having breakfast in Amsterdam.
There you go.
So what a world we now live in.
The Amsterdam buyer. You never underestimate the Amsterdam buyer. We've learnt that over our journey.
You know
how about that?
I just love technology. Yeah. Because in the old days, Gary, what we had to do when there was somebody in Amsterdam, we would have to conduct the auction.
Yeah, get a
telegram. We would write the bid. We would put it on the ankle of the courier pigeon.
And we'd have to
wait. We would left the courier pigeon.
They were long auctions, weren't they?
Yeah. Go on for
months. It came back and then multi-bidding. And then when you had other countries, it just got too much, didn't it, Phil? Got a bit out of hand. Anyway, that was great. And of course, well done to the vendor, because the vendor themselves, Philip, a real estate agent. And of course, another agent that we sell for. We are the agent's agent. We love doing that. And of course, we're on notice to perform, Phil, when you're selling for one of the professionals
industry. Gary, they help us raise our standards.
We have to continue to do so. Phil, let's just run through quickly.
Person on Saturday night that said I was...
I'm not telling you that. No way. Your secret's safe with me. Zip. The Vault. They call me The Vault. Balaclava, I'll tell you later. Balaclava Road, Phil. Units 1 to 10 at 281 Balaclava Road. Comes up for auction, this delightful block of apartments on the corner opposite the park. How good is this block?
Well, it's a fantastic block, Gary, because you've got beautiful apartments. They're all leased. The ones that, I mean, we've got a couple of vacancies because we kept them vacant in order to show them. But this is a solid building. It's been in the same family's hands for over 50 years.
It has.
And it's an extraordinary opportunity. You're in an area where it's a three-storey height limit. This building's only two stories, so there's a real opportunity. But opposite Caulfield Park, have a look at the video that I did on it. It's not a long-winded video. No. It's quite a short video. And I'm very proud to put that property to the market again. Thank you to the owners.
Phil, property of the week to talk about, 16 Bacaro Road. How good's this home?
Oh, Gary, I love this home. I love these solid, this is probably a 1980s building, but solid as a rock. That'll last for generations. And big entertaining areas. And Bacaro Road in that spot, just a great location with a park on your doorstep.
Phil, for no particular reason, I'm just going to say sorry to those people that backed Man of Heart on the weekend. It came fourth, missed the start. Stay watching it. It'll be all right. Let's do our four options.
What's the name of that horse?
Man of Heart.
That's not Order of Command.
No, it's not. That's a new one.
You must have one of Australia's biggest stables, I reckon.
Definitely not, Phil. I would definitely not have even one of the small stables. But, you know, I do have a few interests and have some fun. Got to have fun, Phil.
You do?
Life's too short. Four auctions at 10:30 a.m. Two at 2 Lupner Road, Ormond. Let's
one bedroom, one bathroom, one car space, and plenty of courtyard garden. We love a courtyard.
One at 462 Hawthorne Road. Phil, love
Gary,
this one.
Great location. Again, a courtyard apartment, two bedrooms, one and a half bathrooms, and a car space, and a storage gauge.
Great location, Clarinda Street. Phil, this is a ripper.
Gary, it is. Clarinda Street is a great location. That's a two-story town residence, and that's got everything that you'd ever want, and walking distance to Glen Huntly Road.
ABBA won the Euro. Vision Song Contest with what song?
With
Phil?
Waterloo, Gary. Indeed. 5 at 48 Waterloo Crescent in St Kilda. One bedroom, one bathroom, one car space, and that's gorgeous inside. You've got to love that one.
Five 11:30 auctions, Phil. Count them. We start off in East Boundary Road. You'll be meeting Daniel Peer down there and auctioning that.
I'm more than happy to. 585 square metres and with plans and permits there. That's a beautiful property, Gary. Great opportunity, great upside.
I'm meeting Leon Guzenfitter, also known as the Guzmeister, Phil. I'm meeting him at 11:30 in Sycamore Street.
Gary, a great property there. Again, courtyard gardens, lots to love. Two bedrooms, two bathrooms, one car space. Love that property.
Jeremy Rosens is in Wilgar Street, a great address, terrific apartment.
Gary, Wilgar Street, walking distance to our office in the Alma Village, and Carlisle Street, one bedroom, one bathroom, one car space. Great investment, great first home buyer, or an empty nester.
Simon Radolnik's second auction is in Daniel Road, Crawford North with Glenn Bricker.
Good looking modern building, this one, Gary. Two bedrooms, two bathrooms, great entertaining areas, basement car parking, lots to love there.
Carnegie Groove at 11:30 in Moonya Road and Grange Road.
Well, let's hope that the auctioneer doesn't moon you from there, Gary. That's one bedroom, one bathroom, one car space.
We've got 12:30, four of them, Phil. We're starting off in Chesterville Road in Cheltenham with Simon Radolnik.
Well, Gary, I love this building. We've been very successful, sold a number of apartments there, two bedrooms, two bathrooms, basement car parking. That's a beautiful property.
Resort Living comes to Glen Huntly Phillip in James Street. What an incredible property. We have featured and made a lot of noise about this, and rightly so. I'm going to see you at that auction.
Gary, a beautiful house, tennis court, swimming pool, a huge parcel of land of 1,714 square metres, five bedrooms, three bathrooms, plenty of off-street car parking, a tennis court, swimming pool. What more is there in life?
Not much, Phil. I don't know what the reserve will be on this property in Carnegie, but it is in number five reserve, haven't you?
Oh, Gary, you're so funny. Yep. Four bedrooms, three bathrooms, and plenty of car parking. That's a great property. Double lock-up garage. Lots to love.
Some people thought the Comedy Festival was over. It's extended with extended season right here, Phil. 25B Alfada Street. I'm not sure if that's
Gary,
sold or
if it
not,
makes it
be.
To market. Yep. It might have a sold sticker on it by the Could time be. You get there. But if it's not, four bedrooms, three and a half bathrooms, a lock-up garage, and one of the best finished homes you'll see.
One of the great songs of the 70s, Phil. I think it was 70s. Tell Laura I Love Her, and you can tell that this home will be a loved home, Phil.
Well, Gary, maybe I'll do a touch of musical theatre there, as we did in Langdon Road last week.
What was that about?
I'm not quite sure
that
was about.
Breaking out into song.
Four bedrooms, two bathrooms. That's a beautiful family home. Shout out to the vendors of that home, because they did the refurbishment there, and it is magnificent.
This is a hip happening spunky house, Phil. It's in Faulkner Street, South Yarra, if I can say
it. It is, Gary, and Faulkner Street's a great location. Yep. Be part of the St Kilda Groove there.
South
and
Yarra
that,
Groove.
That's a house, Gary, that
South
is...
South Yarra Groove,
did
Phil.
I say St Kilda?
You did.
South Yarra. How silly of me. That's a great property, and it's a renovator's opportunity, as is your face, Gary.
Yeah. How old are you now, by the way?
A lot younger than you are.
Yeah, not much younger, about 3-4 months.
Okay, but let's move it on to Coorigal Road. Suburbs, yep. Apartment number 5 at 71 to 73, Coorigal Road, Carnegie. That's a beauty. 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, polished timber floorboards, lots to love there.
Jeremy rounds out Saturday with his fantastic apartment with a beautiful view on St Kilda Road.
Gary, we've sold in this building before. I love that building. 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 1 basement car park. And be part of the St Kilda Road groove. Just walk to the city.
Before we get into Sunday, I just want to say a very big high five for the Melbourne Football Club and the Mighty Blues. Sorry about that, Essendon.
Well, that was a surprise, wasn't it?
It was a big surprise
to
me.
And it was a bigger surprise that Melbourne is now undefeated at the top of the ladder with 1 game clear of the second position. Sure. So we're just romping.
And who do you play?
Moment.
Who do you play this week?
Not just the Sydney Swans, I think, at the MCG.
Do you get kicked around and lose it by a shock loss this week?
Well, you know, we almost gave it away in Tasmania. Yep. But to all the Melbourne supporters, you know, we're still disbelievers. We just cannot believe we're in this position. And we win a few more games, Gary. Who knows what might happen come September?
Anything could happen, Philip. Sunday's not quite as busy as Saturday, but we're going to be in Kinross Avenue. I've got auction honours there at 10:30.
Well, Gary, you can almost see the house from where we're filming at the moment, because we're filming from our centre at Balaclava Road, 198 Balaclava Road, on the corner of Stanley Street, which is opposite Kinross.
It is indeed.
How good is this little local area getting out, Gary?
It's pumping, it's happening.
Explosion.
Oh, the Baker Blue, the Pitterman, the pantry, the new bakery here.
Just love it.
Happening.
Love it.
Melby Avenue, Phil, that may be sold prior.
Great property, 2 bedrooms. 1 bathroom, 1 car space, gorgeous property, gorgeous street, gorgeous aspect towards the Green Meadows Park.
Only one auction at 11:30, Philip, that's in Bamber Road, number 336 Bamber Road. I have auction honours.
You do, 2 bedrooms, 1.5 bathrooms, Gary, a gorgeous home, and we love these properties of that description.
You can have the morning off, but we'll need you in the afternoon. At 1:30, you're going to be auctioning 16 Lumiere Road. What a magnificent
home. Gary, this
home
is magnificent. It's been brought to the market by people that built it, and they built it with David Edelman, the late David Edelman, one of Australia's best residential architects.
Sure,
I
was.
Miss him, Gary. He
I
was
do
a,
too.
An was. Enigmatic, eccentric genius.
Yeah, and delightful.
And ultimately, he did, I do believe that he is was one of Australia's best residential
I've
architects.
I've got to agree with that, Phil. 265 Balaclava Road, that's at 2:30 on Sunday.
Gary, prime position there on the corner and directly opposite the park. Got to love that property. Just fantastic.
We wrap up at 3:30 with a property, Phil, that is quite extraordinary. We've talked about it before. It's in Leopold Street, a great home to bring down the curtain on a busy weekend.
Gary, my temptation there will be, do I do the auction in front of the house on the street?
Yes.
Do I do it in the back area where the swimming pool is? Or do we do it on the rooftop? Because that house is the most extraordinary home you're ever going to see. So 29 Leopold Street, what a way to bring down the curtain of the second weekend in May. It's all happening, Gary.
In a big way.
It's all happening.
Lots going on in the world of real estate. We'll continue to bring you the news, what's happening, the offerings, the results, the trends, and all of the real estate stuff. That's a big wrap on GPTV. I'm Gary Pearce.
I'm Philip Kingston. Have a great week.
See you next time.